Hi everyone, today we have JD and Anna to share with you the trends of acetic acid industry chain in the first half of 2021 and key market focus for the rest of the year. The domestic acetic acid market outperformed most other chemicals. The prices even hit a record high in April. So what are the factors behind the sharp rise?
The uptrend could trace back to the fourth quarter of 2020. In the recent year, several new downstream PTA plants started up, while there was no new acetic acid capacity. The growth in demand outstripped the growth in supply as a result, and the supply gap gradually emerged after domestic and overseas demand returned to the normal. This gave support to the acetic acid prices. Certainly, there were also some unexpected factors behind the record high acetic acid prices. Supply tightened in the first half of the year due to frequent unexpected domestic plant shutdown. However, I think the major price driver was the export market. Increase in exports to India, Europe, and Northeast Asia were notable. China exported cargoes to fill the supply gap in Europe, as the U.S. winter storm in February disrupted the supply from the U.S. to Europe for months. Tight supply in India intensified because of heavy maintenance in Asia in the second quarter and the higher prices in Europe, which caused the Middle East origin cargoes diverted to Europe rather than India. China exported 273,000 tons of acetic acid in the first 4 months of the year, up by around 34% from the same period in 2020.
How about major domestic downstream sectors? Whether high acetic acid prices were successfully passed on to downstream product prices?
In fact, downstream acetic ester, acetic anhydride, and chloroacetic acid prices rose in response to higher acetic acid prices. Some downstream producers cut their run rates under cost pressure. But the short-lived run rate cuts at some downstream plants had a limited impact on the acetic acid market because of the supply and export support. Startups of new PTA plants continue to support the acetic acid market. The FAM industry posted higher margins than other major downstream sectors in the first half of the year. Next, Anna will introduce to us the PTA and the FAM market conditions in the first half of the year.
As JD mentioned, VAM was the best downstream performer in the first half of 2021. VAM prices hit a record high in April with good margins. In addition to high feedstock costs, supply-demand fundamentals were also the important reason behind the price surge. Sinopec Great Wall cut the run rate of its VAM plants from the fourth quarter of last year, which tightened supply for carbide-based VAM. Multiple plants maintenance in Asia in the second quarter decreased the imports volume. China's export market recovered amid tight supply for Europe and the US markets. Although Yangtze and the Shanxi Yulin started up their EVA plants, VAM prices fell slightly in late May because of limited rise in other downstream prices. Resumed imports and Guangwei's VAM plants restarted. However, the average run rate of the domestic VAM plants stood at a high level. PTA prices mainly fluctuated in line with crude values amid relevant ample supply. Spot PTA prices were at a discount to future prices. Many PTA producers faced huge cost pressure in the first half of the year. Their processing fee briefly dropped below 200 yuan per ton in late March. High acetic acid prices further squeezed the PTA margins. PTA producers mostly destocked in second quarter, but the supply remained relatively ample. The monthly run rate of domestic PTA plants remained above 80% so far in 2021. The monthly output stood at around 4.2 million tons with startup of 2 new plants in the first quarter, consuming nearly 150,000 tons of acetic acid each month. Therefore, PTA remains one of the largest downstream market of acetic acid.
How about the market trends of acetic acid industrial chain in the second half of this year? What is the key focus of acetic acid market?
Market players are keeping a close eye on Qingzhou Huayi's 500,000 tons per year acetic acid plant. It's expected to come on stream in late June, which may affect the market sentiment in the short run. However, most market players expect the supply and the demand of acetic acid to remain largely balanced in the second half of the year. Some annual maintenance plans in the first half of the year were delayed to the third quarter, which will partly offset additional supply pressure from new plants. On the demand side, there are new PTA capacity startup plans in the second half of the year, and Jiangmen Hanson plans to expand its acetic ester capacity. More market players believe that the export market will become more rational in the second half of the year, with regional supply gaps narrowing gradually. Spike in coronavirus cases in India have already affected import demand of some other chemical products, and its impact on the acetic acid market remains to be seen.
So whether PTA and VAM markets will give further support to the acetic acid market?
Well, we need to pay attention to PTA plant status, including Yishun's new 6.6 million ton per year PTA plants and operation of the other existing plants. Thin margins in the past 6 months are likely to cause some small plants to shut or even close. The real monthly PTA output will affect the demand for acetic acid. As for VAM, we shall watch closely to the plant's operational status, especially whether Sinopec Great Wall will raise its run rate. The coronavirus condition in Southeast Asia and South Asia will significantly affect the imports and exports of VAM. The startup time of the other two EVA plants of Sinochem Quanzhou and the Zhongke Refinery and Chemical are the key focus. Their stable operation could contribute to more ethylene-based VAM consumption.
Thank you for sharing your valuable insights today. For more information, please log into ICI's website.